Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, could they fake now? Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Everybody, what's happening? We back at it again, another week. I'm chilling with my awesome sauce co-host Mo Benz. What's happening?
Yo, what it do? What it do? What's up, world? Ready for another live and direct show, real talk with the new Miss Lovely Black, Mo Benz. Let's get into it.
Yes, sir. Shout out to United States, Canada, Australia, Italy. And there's one more. I'll find it. I ain't gonna leave y'all out. Top five. Shout out to everybody that's continuously tuning in and dealing with us and putting up with us, man. How was your week, man?
My week is hustle and flow. That's the best way to describe my week. I just been grinding, man. Like it's fall, just where I like just kind of get in the grind. You know what I'm saying? Just get shit in order. Just straight up grind mode. My interior decorating was popping off this week. You know, I had a strong week in that department, so I was kind of happy about that. And earlier today, I kind of got into my wife's world. Like I told you, she going full force with like this whole side hustle she got going. You know what I'm saying? It's like vintage pop up. So I went along with her because she wanted to like go and politic and network with some of these cats that like do it in New York on Canal Street. So it was cool, man. I hadn't been to Canal Street in a while because I'd be on my Brooklyn shit. Like, you know, New York is like with the boroughs, those are like different cities in one. So I ain't even really been in that city, which is Manhattan, too often lately. You know what I'm saying? So I got the chance to go to Canal Street. And it's just a hustle. You know, you feel that hustle vibe. You know what I'm saying? So anybody to go to Canal Street, you know, that's where all the bootleg shit. Got the Africans on one corner, the Chinese on another corner with all the bootleg Gucci, Louis Vuitton, YSL, all that shit, hustling. And then, you know, we went to the vintage pop-up. So it was cool. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. That was pretty much my week in a nutshell. And then, like I said, just shedding, you know, like shedding weight. You know what I'm saying? Like anything that's not with me or for me or you know what I'm saying?
Important, yes.
Yeah, important. I'm just getting rid of that shit, man, like straight up. Important. So, you know, setting up for 2020. But, yeah, how was your week?
Man, I'm ready for 2020. I'm based,
right.
I told you. I'm still in that same zone. Like whatever's left. Whatever I got to do, you know, I just got to do it. I'm so ready for 2020. I can't even explain how ready I am for 2020. But I actually started, my normal off days is Thursdays and Fridays from work. So I ran my vacation in between my off days. So basically my vacation officially started on Saturday. And so
nice.
I'm off until next Sunday.
Nice.
And
okay.
I have been making the best
cool.
of my time off. I have literally done something every single day that has made me happy. You know, I start tapping into the phase that, you know, if I don't go out and make myself happy, if I don't go out and do things, then I'm going to be in a bubble. You know, regardless of what's going on, you still got to live your life. And one of my associates said it to me, and then, you know, I was – looking at one of my readings, and it said the same thing. So I've actually been doing something every day, and it's been simply amazing. I went out to a club, but it's not really a club because, you know, I don't like the whole club scenario.
ATL,
it was more
ATL,
like a cigar bar but slash club.
Yeah,
they got
okay.
really good
That's
food, hookahs.
That's
they got
a that sound like a vibe.
A whole cigar store, you know what I'm saying? You know, they playing, you know, live music. And
you bossed up with a cigar? You was bossing up with a cigar? Some scotch? No? You said,
No. I've been drinking, my first day I was drinking Coconut 1800. That's my drink.
Okay.
That seems to be the only thing that I can drink with flavor.
Coconut.
Okay. Yeah, that's the only thing I can drink with flavor. Everything else gives me a headache, no matter what brand. So,
I'll be messing with
the first
silver,
day or two,
silver.
I had Coconut 1800. Then I went to White Remy Martin, and so I was saying like I want something else white because I don't know your body
you
changes.
You gotta keep it segregated.
Your body changes after every child that you have. And I used to like my brown liquor, but brown liquor really makes me sick. So now I just drink white, and after the white, it's like, okay, let's just give up alcohol altogether. But I don't really drink a lot of alcohol anymore, like maybe once every 2 months or something. So this
Sounds
is
good.
Me
Everything
overly
in moderation,
indulging.
Cool moderation.
but the white Remy was very good. But if you
white
can't
Remy,
handle,
I never had that either. Okay.
If you can't handle your liquor, I suggest you not drink it because it was some people getting crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's what I feel like. That was chill.
Before I talk about my night last night. Tomorrow, I will be on the Be Positive show. You can also find it. Remember, you found the other show, the Decent Man
on the
Order show.
I found it on my Roku. Yeah, I found it on my Roku.
Right.
I'm going to have to check for it. All right.
So
I downloaded
check
the,
out
Status
TV.
App. Okay, yeah, I downloaded that app. So, yeah, I can see that. Okay.
It's Status TV on the app, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay,
so
if you have
right
an Amazon Fire Stick, if you have a Roku stick, you can download Status TV. They're also on YouTube called Live TV, and I'll be posting the link. So if any of you guys on my social media, you know I've been posting the heck out of these flyers. But tomorrow, 6 p.m., I will be in the television studio with the Be Positive show. So, you know, we doing something else awesome and amazing, getting closer to my dreams. So make
side
sure you guys
hustles.
Tune in.
All about them side hustles.
Yeah, you know, get it popping. Tune in.
Yeah.
Support your girl. It's very
man.
Much appreciated.
Put the face with the voice.
So last night, back to this Remy. The Remy is strong, but it's way smoother than the brown Remy, the VSOP Remy, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, Remy has always been, you know, very good. It just it never changes. It's good. So the people that I'm with, when we get to the club, everybody drinking, the drinks are flowing. And I had to realize that I was the only one thinking with sense. So all of us caught Ubers. You know, that was the first thing.
Yeah.
Like, if
nobody's
you're going
driving,
out with
no
me,
driving.
You nobody's driving. We all going to
Ubers,
you know.
Innovative type shit.
However
right?
that may go, because you need to drink
Uber
responsibly.
Roll out.
Right. So we get there.
Parking,
and one of the individuals kind of got a little overly intoxicated. So when we went there, I stayed drinking white Remy. Other people, you know, Long Island iced teas, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that'll get you
and this one
up.
Individual switched to Hennessy. So they had one
after the white,
cup.
They went from the white
from
to,
white to,
the
to
white
Hennessy.
Remy to the Hennessy. Oh, man.
They had one cup.
That's a rookie
and, they went to, and they said, I think I shouldn't have mixed my liquor. So
you
we
shouldn't.
Looking around like, okay, let's see how this is about to go. It went down the toilet from there. So we leave the cigar bar, and we go to the restaurant next door, which is one of my favorite spots, by the way, here, and that's why I wanted to go there. It was my choice. So we go in there, we sit down. Now, this individual had already said, I can't eat anything. One, I have food back at home, you know, at my house, and then two, you know, he was on a little bit more than alcohol, which we all can tell. You know what I'm saying? So the waitress comes and she says, okay, you know, how can I help you? We all order. He already said he wasn't getting anything to eat. So, you know, everybody else, you know, this is what we want. So he stops and says, well, you ain't going to take my order. And so she trying to collect the menus from the table next door. So she just basically turned around to face him. She said, okay, what is it that you want? And he goes, no, you're going to come stand right here and point it to a spot by the table and take my order.
Ain't nobody,
I
like,
was
calm
so
down?
Freaking embarrassed, okay? Because,
nobody
one, I got my chain on. I got my Miss Lovely black chain on. And, you know, we out here in a place that people know me, right? And she's looking at me. She just keeps looking at me. Out of everybody, she just keeps looking at me. And so I said, ma'am, go ahead. So I'm trying to explain to this individual, listen, you cannot do that. One, you're demeaning a black woman, and that is not allowed around me. That's hands down. Number two, you said you didn't want anything to eat, so that's why nobody looked at you to get any food. Fuck that. Y'all all wrong. I'm paying for everything, so y'all supposed to have my back. Now, I looked to my right, and I looked to my left, and I tried to give them some time to explain, you know what I'm saying, what they need to explain to this gentleman, right? He's the only gentleman here out of the whole party. He's cool with everybody. You know how that goes.
Okay.
You got the one person that's cool, and he going to pay for everything, so, you know, why not?
Okay.
So they tried to explain.
I don't know if he's looking at it that way.
But he was looking at it. I'm paying for everything. Y'all going to have my back.
So
the whole
way.
So
he's the only guy, and it's a bunch of females?
Yeah, y'all going to have my back the whole way or else. Y'all wrong. And I said, listen. Nobody could get through.
Right.
I said, listen, this is my brand that you playing with. You know, I got my chain on. People know who I am. This is my brand. He said, fuck your brand. I said, wait a minute.
God damn,
wait a minute. That's how we're doing this? I said, so the alcohol done got into your system and you just a total asshole. So I tell him, I'm like, okay, I'm about to call my Uber and I'm about to leave, right? Now he's so messed up. They like, okay, well, we going in the Uber with you. And he like, well, who going to ride an Uber with me? And I'm looking around because you can't come where I'm going. So I'm telling one of them to catch a ride with him to make sure he get to where he going. And he had turned up so bad, nobody wanted to
go. Nobody was fucking with him now.
Nobody wanted to go with him. So I'm so now I'm at this point.
Man, four women, I'm chilling.
I got to hit my partner and say, come get this fool from this location. You know, because he's out of pocket, out of line. So I had to get him from where we was, and we go to another location, and I had somebody meet us there. And he goes flips out even more. The whole Uber ride, the whole. And I said, you know, this is okay. The moral to this story is one. This is why I don't hang out with everybody, right? I love all of y'all. I love who love me, but I don't hang out with everybody because I don't have time. I'm a whole different animal when it comes to certain things, and not one black man around me will disrespect a black woman. I don't care how long I've been knowing you. I don't even care if we was in a relationship. I don't care if we was married. I don't care if we got kids together. I don't care about nothing when it comes to another black woman. A black man will not disrespect a black woman, let alone a white man, a Spanish man, Italian. A man will not disrespect a woman. A black woman in front of me, that's just not going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Now, granted, my brand is everything, and you say, fuck my brand. So now we at this location waiting on these people to get here. He's flipping out, fuck your brand, da-da-da. If I'm spending all the money, y'all supposed to ride with me. Y'all supposed to be on her. And I said, what in the ghetto shit is this, right? So understand this.
You pulling rank.
I work hard for my brand.
Money, they be trying to pull
and
rank.
And I work hard for what I do. And the girl that he do deal with, right, that was a part of us, now he's straight wilding on her, okay? I don't care what they do. You supposed to be with me. Da da da. I mean, it was awful. So listen, be mindful of if you can't hold your liquor, you need not to drink. And also, if you cannot respect someone, like hang out with people that have stuff to lose like you. That's the moral of the story. If they don't have anything to lose, in the matter that you have something to lose, then you shouldn't be hanging with them. That's not called being bougie. That's not called, you know, acting funny. But it just reminds me every time that you cannot hang around people that don't have just as much as you do to lose. As he said, fuck my bread. We were supposed to ride with him. You know what I'm saying? And everybody looking at me to take up for the situation. And I'm like, y'all grown women. Y'all should have jumped in here, you know, faster than I did to say, you know, hey, calm down or whatever. It was crazy. At the end, it was like, okay, I wrote it up. I told them, if y'all ever bring him around me again, I'm never talking to y'all. like we gonna dead this whole situation right here. I don't care. And then they called me this morning. I said, I still feel the same way. That was the first thing that I said. I still feel the same way. Don't ever bring that individual around me again. I cut my drinks off at 3 because I seen how they kept coming. Like, I wasn't finished with one, and another one was coming, and they sitting here throwing them back. Like, you know, like they from the hood or they in a movie or something. I'm like, so ain't nobody going to take responsibility of how they look or feel trying to get out of here. I'm the only one that got some sense to know not to throw these drinks back like this. I cut myself off at 3 drinks. I took my butt home. I went to sleep, okay? I could have been in Memphis. You know what I'm saying? I could have been anywhere, but with the way my schedule was set up, I couldn't move like that, so I stayed here. And it was just crazy. So be mindful of it. Hang around people that got just as much to lose as you. Unfortunately, that's how you have to be. You may hang around people that, like one of the girls, you know, she has a business that she's building. So, you know, kudos to you. I can rock with you because I know where you're trying to go and you can actually see and you can learn things from me. But for somebody that can even deal with a man like this on a regular basis, honey, you need to reevaluate. You need to reevaluate what it is that you're doing in life because he is not it. Because he spend money. She said, well, he spend money and he helped me with my bills. I wish I would.
That's why he's pulling
I
rings.
Wish I would allow a man to talk to me crazy or demean me because he's paying bills. Get the hell. I guess maybe that's why my mouth don't work like that. But tonight we're talking about how to bring the freak out of a freak. That's what we're talking about tonight.
I like this one. I like
this one. This topic, right, you know, I spoke on it on my Facebook page, I think last week or something like that, and I think it's just a mass misunderstanding of this situation. So, how to bring the freak out of a freak. What do you guys consider a freak?
What do I consider a freak? Well, you want me to go first?
Yeah.
What do I consider a freak? I think everybody got some freakish tendency. I mean, it's not even really bring a freak out of a freak. It's just, you know, make that person get to that freak level, you know, especially when y'all got that chemistry and y'all get to that chemistry together. But yeah, you know, so like it's different levels to freakness. You know what I'm saying? It's all about what you into. You know, I consider myself a freak, but you know, I'm a freak in certain ways. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm not nuts. You know what I'm saying? So I guess you got to find that common ground. You know, from where I'm at, from my perspective. You know what I'm saying? That's what I gather. But you know, we'll elaborate more into this conversation as it unfolds. But yeah, that's what I got so far.
Okay, and smooth.
No, ladies first.
No.
Oh, swallow my spit. Fuck. Ladies first.
No, go ahead.
I didn't stutter. Go on, ladies first. With your white-ass beverages. I'm drinking white Remy.
I know white Hennessy is my shit, though.
When I heard that shit, got muted me. Yeah, nigga. Woo!
With the white Remy, but white Hennessy. Hey, and you can't get that in the United States either.
No, Miss Lovely White got her white-ass snitch ways and shit. CIA, FBI.
That white Hennessy, fucking informant. Imported. You know what I'm saying? You got to get that white Hennessy imported. But
motherfucker Black was in the Tekashi 6ix9ine investigation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. You know that's coming up in a world-famous job-up, so, you know.
You're
gonna
so
get to
lame.
That. We're going to talk about that.
So, for me.
Ladies first.
For me, a freak is, to me, somebody that's going to go over and beyond in the bedroom. You know she going to turn up in the bedroom. Turn up means that it's going to be beyond your regular sex, you know, come on, get on top or get it from the back situation. A freak is somebody that just don't care. She going to suck your dick. She going to let you stick it in her ass. You know, she want to bring, you know, whatever in the bedroom. Like, she's going to really take it to that next level. To me, that's a definition of a freak. Now, Smooth, go ahead.
Man, I'm old, bro. So my regular shit is freaky to other people. So I don't believe in freaks no more. That's just real shit. Like, think about it. What's regular to you might be freaky to somebody else, right? Like, let's say my regular sex toys or some bullshit might just blow fucking Bo Ben's mind away because he don't fuck with the toys or the food or some bullshit like that. You see what I'm saying? So,
all
right. I don't even believe in freaks no more. First of all, if you fucking me, you going above and beyond anyway. I'm going above and beyond. Now, if you a lame ass fuck bitch, I'm kicking you out with no clothes on. What's
that? Well, that's my point. That's my point where, you know, you getting the, you, that's that chemistry. You bring the freak out of
no,
each other.
No, ain't no chemistry. Fuck chemistry.
You don't have no chemistry with your
No, I don't need chemistry to fuck a bitch.
You don't need
I'm
no
wilding out, regardless of the fact. My dick hurts. I don't need
you
chemistry.
Just said, but wait, hold on. That's a little contradiction, because you just said if she whacked, you're going to kick her out. That means y'all don't have no chemistry.
But you don't need chemistry for some good sex. Man, what's wrong with you? Chemistry, like, that's on
top
of
makes the sex good.
Shit. No,
chemistry,
I said
sex.
I ain't trying to make love to the bitch. A good fuck is a good fuck, regardless of the fact. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Like, nigga, look, we work, we fuck well together.
Somebody was just explaining the same thing that he's actually saying, though. This is the funny thing about it. And for him, like he said, every man is different. So what good sex is to him may be, you know, different from someone else. But he said as long as it stays wet and it's warm, you know what I'm saying, it's good to him. You know what I'm saying? So basically, you know, he like, you know, I don't really have feelings involved unless she can occupy my mind, but I'm not thinking about that. I'm just trying to get to
know. You don't have to have feelings involved to have chemistry.
What the fuck you mean is the pussy warm? As long as the pussy stay warm. This bitch got to be dead for the bitch to get cold.
I think it's different levels to warm, like,
He wants that hot, wet.
Like the
BBW
99. Girls, you know what I'm saying? Like the big chicks, you know, maybe it's that.
You know what was freaky
yeah,
for
man,
me?
Yeah, man, big bitches
want
regular pussy, that's 98%.
I want a chick to get so fucking cold. You know what I'm saying? She's so cold as fuck.
What you mean?
Outside cold. For like 3 hours. And the only thing that's going to warm her up is my dick in her mouth. How about that?
Okay. So, okay.
Hold on, wait a minute. When you say cold, are we talking about temperature?
Yeah. I'm talking about, like, she's been outside and, like, you know what I'm saying? It's wintertime. She's been outside for, like, 3 hours or something. You know what I'm saying? And that's the only thing cold.
She got frostbite.
That's some freaky shit.
Y'all childish. So, okay. So, but y'all gave two different perspectives, and that's what I love, because that's what's going to make this conversation what it needs to be. So I thank both of y'all. I kind of knew that was going to happen. So, okay, how to bring a freak out of a freak. For me, right, you have some ladies that is just freaky, as Smooth is saying. So it doesn't matter who she's sleeping with, she's just going to be freaky. You know what I'm saying? Those are just, you know, sluts. They're like, fuck it, you know, I'm finna have fun. We having sex, so I'm gonna have fun, you know, doing whatever I'm doing with whoever I'm doing it with. Then you have other females in which I can say I fall in that category, is that, you know, I have a deep, deep rooted freak in me. But it takes a special chemistry, as Mo Ben said. It takes timing, you know what I'm saying, to bring me to that level. So I'm not just gonna be a freak with you because, you know, we at that point, we say, okay, I'm going to sleep with you. For me, even for me to give you oral sex, it takes time for me to get there. Like, it's not going to be where, oh, okay, you know, on the first time, you know, we smash and, you know, whatever, and there's no chemistry. I haven't known you. Now, if we know each other for years and the chemistry is just off the ball, off the chart, and, you know, that thing, you know, everything right, you know, that may be a different story. But just saying, you know, a month or two, and we about to have sex, and I'm finna just turn up on. That's not gonna happen. Not in these days of my life. You know what I'm saying? That oral sex to me is sacred. So for me, I feel like it has to be chemistry. Well, it has to be chemistry there, as Mo Ben said, for me to even bring out any type of freak. And my freak is certified. I mean, it ain't like y'all can't find it, but. People will be mad looking at that, thinking, oh, she going to do me like this. I'm really, really funny. I'm really, really funny. So, I mean, for instance, no pun intended, but just say, like, if this dude is, like if you like, you know, just say if you like to suck toes, but he don't get his feet done. You're not finna put your mouth on this toe. You know what I'm saying? If you like to give oral sex, but he's not circumcised and it don't smell too hot, you're not gonna put your mouth on his penis, right?
Yeah,
or even, you know, just say you like, you know, medium sized men and he's super bone skinny. You're not gonna. You know, it's certain things that you're not going to do. Sometimes you can vibe with a person on one level, but not on another level. So for me, to bring the freak out of me, we got to have a vibe. It has to be consistency. And the number one thing, it has to be trust. I have to be able to trust you enough to bring out the freaking, for you to bring out the freaking me. Now, on back to, like, kind of how Smooth said, things that I would do that you would think is super freaky, but to me it's like, no, it's just shit. I ain't got to do it, so I'm going to do it. I sit and watch you sleep with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'll do that. I'll okay that. And that person can give you whatever it is that you want to need because I know I'm not giving that to you. And some people will be like, oh, she a freak, man. She, you know, she let me, you know, sleep with somebody else in front of her. To me, it's just like, hey, you know, you a man. You're going to do what you want to do, whether I'm right here or whether I'm not right here. You know what I'm saying? It's just understanding the level of y'all situationship. I seen Demi Moore said that she shouldn't have never had threesomes with Ashton Kutcher because, you know, she felt like it opened up a doorway for him cheating. And no, you just got overly insecure when you were having these threesomes and then you started really riding him a lot. Or you started giving
shout
him all
my,
these threesomes and then
homie.
Turned around
that's
and tried
to
cut
homie.
It off and say, okay, we can't do threesomes
no
more. So, you know,
yeah.
It's all about the level of what it is that you're doing, and y'all both have to have that understanding of what's going to happen. If you get with a man and you know that man likes to sleep with other women, and then you want to go and say, well, I don't want to do this no more, I want to change that, you need to expect him to do what he do until he feels like changing it. Like, you can't turn a man on and off like a yo-yo. So for me, you know, as Smooth said, people will consider that freaky, but to me that's just like blah, because I'm not doing it, so go ahead and let somebody else do it for you. You know what I'm saying? So for you, Mo, how do you think that you can bring the freak out of a freak?
Ooh. Well, like I said, it's chemistry with me. You know what I'm saying? So, like, anytime I meet, you know, hashtag I'm a happily married man. But in my days beforehand, any female that I met that I was attracted to, I'm already sizing her up. You know what I'm saying? I'm already just seeing the angles and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then I think the eyes talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you gotta like pay attention to little subtle movements and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, when a female is feeling you, she ain't gonna just say it, but you just gotta study her body language. You know what I'm saying? She might, every time you talk to her, she might look down, or she might start kind of like trying to get on her phone, or, you know what I'm saying, something, because she don't want to give you that full contact, because, you know, if you look her dead in her eyes or something like that, you catch that vibe, you know, it might be something. So a lot of females, they won't give you none of, you know what I'm saying, they try to be guarded up against that, but sometimes you can see through it. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you catch a little glance, you're like, okay, she shot that glance right back at you, and you
the hell? Did the phone go quiet?
Yeah, like, his phone just went quiet.
That nigga hit the mute button?
Apparently, because he's still on the line.
Come back. Fix your phone.
Okay,
nigga.
Well, he just went out. I don't know
can't
what he was saying.
Can't nobody
so you're
hear
saying,
you,
you're saying no matter what, she got to be a freak, so you're not bringing out the freak. So how do you know if she's going to be a freak before you even waste your time?
You talking about me?
Yeah.
Nigga, I'll just do what I want. Like, I don't, maybe I'm just too old. Maybe I'm just a fucking dinosaur. But I'm not trying to look your ass in your eyes to see if a motherfucker, like, maybe she want it. Hell no, nigga, I'm a fucking man. Nigga, I want some, I'll take it. Like, nigga, it is what it is. If I want some hair, I'm going to put your fucking hair right there. Like, we just going to fuck. We going to do whatever the fuck we want. It is what it is. I ain't never been in a situation like, man, let me plot on this bitch and say, like, yeah, maybe if I touch her hair, she might be like, wow, I really want to just suck your toes. Bitch, you better not suck my fucking toes. Come on, shoot. We just gonna fuck. We gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like, when did sex become hard? You know what I'm saying? I ain't never had a problem getting a bitch to act freaky. We just do what the fuck we want. Simple as that. Now, bitch,
right.
There's some things. There's just some things that, hey,
I'm back.
Don't get me wrong.
I'm back, people.
I fuck around, I punch in your mouth.
Oh, hell tipping.
Boy, I remember one time, man, I was in a fucking orgy, boy. I felt the pressure in my booty hole, like, bitch, you got this.
Oh,
you gonna get this. You gonna
shit.
Get this work.
You tried to violate.
Fuck wrong with you.
You tried to violate. He was trying to bring the freak out of you.
She
brought
the freak out, right?
Let me fuck smooth and see how he responded. You know what I'm saying? That's what she was trying to do.
I mean, but fuck, that's my fault, obviously, because apparently I didn't carry myself in a manner to make that bitch think death was going to happen.
So you were slipping. All right, my man Smooth finally admitted he was slipping. Because, you know.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, at the end of the day, if anybody do something to you, if anybody do something to you that you don't like, nigga, that's your fault. Because apparently you carried yourself in a manner to make them think they were
slipping that day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, fuck, it is what it is. I got a mind, right? But other than that, man, when it comes down to that freaky shit, I don't know nothing. What the fuck y'all talking about? Looking a bitch in the eyes and all that good shit. Like, no, nigga, we just going to do this. I'm going to take what I want. Simple as that.
But how do you – so sometimes it can be some stuff that they have never done before, but because you have the I'm just going to do it attitude, it just goes for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it works. It works for me for the simple fact. It works for me only because – when I hold a conversation with a broad or whatnot, it's just a conversation. You see what I'm saying? I ain't the type of nigga like, oh, no, bitch, you nasty, blah, blah, I ain't going to say that.
I ain't ever going to
say
that.
You see what I'm saying? So
never.
At no time is the bitch going to feel like, oh, man, I can't bring this up or I can't bring that up because he just going to shun me or some bullshit like that. But when we fucking.
We wildin'. You shooting yourself in the foot.
I know
court,
I'm wildin'. So I'm like this, like, look, bitch, you going to feed off my energy. So if I'm wilding, bitch, you wilding too. Whee! Fuck it. What's that? I got 5 rooms in my house. Pick one, bitch.
That's what's up. That's what it does.
Whatever's in that room is what's in that room, bitch. Hey, and there's a swing in one of these motherfuckers. Don't pick the right room.
That's that single life, man. Single life is good, man. You really get that shit popping. I told you, it's all about comfort, man. If you got the comfort, you know what I'm saying? Got a nice car to pick them up in.
But
nice
I would be like okay, as you guys know, you know, like Smooth is, you know, a BFF. But if I was
What's
a
that
chick,
word? BFF.
If I was a
mean?
Chick dealing with Smooth, and he just came out expecting shit just to go down, just because I'm a freak, I would more so like it wouldn't work with us because I would be like. Nigga, I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? So that would be on the part where, like, me and Mo would vibe because we understand that it has to go on chemistry. But if I was to meet somebody like Smooth and him to automatically think that we just finna turn up, you know, because we having sex with each other, because we sleeping with each other, that's where he gonna be disappointed.
0 to 100 real quick, huh?
I mean, shit, it is what it is, nigga. If I'm disappointed, I'm kicking a bitch out. It is what it is.
I'll gladly go. But, you know, I have conversations, and in that conversation, you're going to pretty much know that it ain't, you know, it's levels. Even if we cool, you can't give nobody your everything as soon as y'all sleeping with each other. You got to see what they working with. You know, I like to see, you know, their style and so on and so forth to know how much to give them because...
You
can create a stalker, and I don't need any more stalkers.
You know what? Also, too,
I'm great stalkers, nigga. It is what it is. You already know what time I didn't want to come out of the
stalker. Yeah, I'd have had a couple too, man.
At the same time, you got to fuck them when you say giving you everything. My everything ain't my freakiness. You know what I'm saying? My everything ain't my fucking.
In the bedroom,
somebody
in the bedroom. We only talking about in the bedroom.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Like whatever the fuck I feel like doing is just what I feel like doing at that moment. You see what I'm saying? That don't mean you're going to get everything because it's just too much. You know what I'm saying? I think there's too many years of repertoire for you to pull out everything the first time. If I'm just feeling like, fucking, we fucking. My freak level don't exist because everything that I do is normal to me. It might be freaky to you. You see what I'm saying? So, but at the same time, I'm not asking you what you want to do. In the bedroom anyway. We just going to do it. There is no, hey, girl, do you feel like kissing? What the fuck you mean?
Yo,
like, when do we start conversating?
But that's still how you, I mean, I get what you're saying, but it's still going to be a no-go where you turn around and try to stick it in my butt and we ain't there. No.
First of
please
all,
don't put your thing in my face thinking that it's going to go
no. I got a thing about ass, man. Like, look, I'm really not attempting to put anything in your ass until I know you, first of all, because I need to make sure that booty clean. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not I'm not the type of nigga to stick a finger in your ass.
Hypothetically,
you,
as an example.
You ain't never got to worry about me sticking a finger in your ass, because, like, if I stick a finger in your ass and you ain't the type of bitch to get clean, that might bat you in the back of your fucking head, like, why I got shit on my finger, bitch? You know what I'm saying? Like we ain't even fucking no more. We about to fight. Like, all this bitch has shitted on me.
Yeah.
You doing stuff
I think it's a vibe, too. Like, man,
right.
See, I be having stories, man. I be wanting to say, man, but, you know, hashtag happily married, man. I can't really put that out there like that. But before I was...
Nigga, write a book, then. What the fuck
are you doing? Oh, right? I need to. I really need to. Cause I got some crazy shit, man. Like, straight up. Like, I think it's a vibe, adrenaline. I never forget this one. I'm going to say this one story, all right? Before I was married, crazy. I'm hanging out with my homeboy. We chilling. We at the bar, chilling. Chick came through. We all just chilling, man. Then we I was in Cleveland. We going to a strip club. We cooling out, chilling out. So my homeboy get a call, and his wife all of a sudden has some static at like a bar. So I'm like, fuck, right? So he like, yo, we gotta go. See what the fuck's popping, right? So get into the car, and all of a sudden he's strapping up. I'm like, fuck, what the fuck is this? This girl in the car too, you know what I'm saying? So we get there, and all of a sudden, the shit was live. I guess she was already arguing with some dude like outside the bar. So my dude don't play no games. He get out, boom. He starts squaring up with dude, blah blah blah, blah boom. And then I'm thinking like, I'm just looking. I'm like, fuck. And all of a sudden, some shots rang out, blah blah blah. Right? I'm like, fuck. So after the shit was over, they all got in the car. We all got back in the car. I guess nothing else happened. And the chick that we was with, we end up just getting like a tunnel. You know what I'm saying? And she already had like smoke, so she already had the weed rolled up, and then we just smoked. Blah, blah, blah. And the shit was just popping. It was just the adrenaline of that like random act of violence. And I'm not that type of guy. I'm really not. I don't want to put that out there. But it's just a wild story. You know what I'm saying? That just added to the whole essence of the night. So. You know, it just be situational. You know what I'm saying? That time. So, that was a crazy night. So, yeah, I guess we brought the freak out of each other.
Did I miss something? Did we fuck or something? Hold up. What did I miss?
Yeah.
Oh,
that was,
okay.
Because
I missed that part.
After everything else that had happened, I'm just saying the adrenaline of, damn, this shit could have went crazy left. It didn't, thank God. Everything was cool. Everything was cool. Everything. Nobody got hurt. Nobody got seriously injured or nothing like that. It just, it could have got wild because that's how Cleveland is. Cleveland is a crazy place in a way. You know what I'm saying? Cleveland is the type, shout out to my Browns. They're playing in Cleveland right now. Hopefully they won't beat the Rams on Sunday Night Football. But anyway, Cleveland is a crazy place. Like, we can do some just regular shit and the shit can just go way left. You know what I'm saying? Real quick. You know what I'm saying? So, it was just one of those crazy ass nights, and we call it down the way. Like I said, we got the suburbs in Cleveland, which is a nice place to raise a family. But then we got what's called down the way, East Cleveland. They get real, real good.
Right. So basically, what we've come up with is that I'm just fucking, and y'all two need a fucking mental connection to get free.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then there we go. That's how it is. So in order to get the freak out, in order to get the freak out of fucking Mo Benz and Black, a.k.a. Miss Whitey White, you see what I'm saying, they need a mental connection.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, fine, fuck it.
Mental and physical, though, really. You can't, listen.
Now she wants the physical part, too. Make up your mind.
No.
First she
you
said
can't,
nigga gotta be mental.
I'm saying, since we talking about it, physical too. Like, okay, don't play with me now. Just say like you like thick girls or something like that, and then you see this skinny girl, and she cool as hell. I don't know, cause that's Mo. I mean, that's smooth. Okay,
what's
Mo.
That?
So just say like you like.
Wait a minute, hold up. Like nigga gave me a fat bitch and a skinny bitch. Like what the fuck?
Wait, now I know how you ain't gonna answer the question. You gonna say shit? Pussy. I'm gonna fuck it all. That's what you gonna say.
All right, you got it.
Right.
Damn. I was about to say no, but yeah.
What's
we
up?
Know, like, your body type. You like, you know, those fit, you know, stripper type bodies, right?
I do.
Your passion. But you say this chick that comes along and she's like skinny. She's a size zero, no shape at all. But she has a really cool attitude. Yeah, but she has a really cool attitude. She's cute as hell. So you decide to talk to her and deal with her, you know, for the fact that, you know, she's like that. And then just something happens, and then you go to, you know, sleep with her. You're not going to be all into it like that because you're not into it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it
could be y'all drunk.
I won't waste my time. I'm just telling you, I wouldn't even do it. If she's too skinny, like, just straight up and down, no curves, nope. Won't happen.
What is a type that is not your type, but you possibly may smash? That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, like I told you, like, a lot of times, like, they just got a stripper body. They ain't even got to be that cute in the face. This is, once again, before I was a happily married man.
Butterhead.
And I just caught that. Right. I was just beast on it. You know what I'm saying? Because I told you, I'd be sizing them up. You know what I'm saying? So I would just beast on it. Like, we ain't about to go out on no dates. But if you want to just go through and hang out and smash, hell,
are you saying that you married a stripper?
No.
Okay.
No, his wife was a virgin when they got married.
Yes.
No, stop. When I say, are you saying she married a stripper, that means her body type is a stripper body type.
Yeah, I would say so.
All right.
Times,
you said I would say so.
But that's the shit I go for. Straight up. That's why I don't really.
Yeah, no, she's fine. She's fine smooth. She's very beautiful. Yeah, she got a very nice shape.
I wasn't asking all that.
I just wanted to make sure. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Stop looking at that man wife.
I mean, I'm licking. Shit, you put her out there, I'm licking. I'm on some pages that he don't really, you know, put for everybody to be on. And when he posts his wife and so on and so forth, I said, oh, my God, she's gorgeous. You know what I'm saying? So,
thank
you. Yeah, he got
so. So, yeah. That's. I hope I answered your question.
But, yeah, I'm saying a different body type
We keeping it all the way 100. So this is real talk.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't like slim chicks at all. Like skinny, like up and down chicks at all. I don't. You gotta have some type of curves. But a chick that's a little, I don't want to say she's big thick. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I ain't rocking with no chubby or big chicks. That's just not my flow. But she like kind of thick, and she might be close. You know what I'm saying? To getting a little. I'd be like, yo, and she like she'll give a good head game. I might not want to smash it, but she want to give me some head, then yeah, I'm with
that. Right, so you ain't gonna go all the way with her because that's not really your type.
That's not my
right?
type because I told you.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That was the moral of that. But because fool ain't gonna. So I may talk to somebody that's not generally my type. And for me, I'm not saying that I would never, ever, you know, get freaky with them. But off top, definitely, I'm not going to be turned up with you because you're not my type. But most importantly, if we build a connection.
If you're not my type, why are we fucking? I'm confused.
Well, no, I mean, you can talk to people that's not. Women can. Women can talk to men that's not their type, for real. Because they can have a good heart, or they can be good men. Like, yeah, women do it all the time. There's a lot of women married to men that's not their type. You know what I'm saying? And they got a good heart. They're a good dude, so they grow into it. And that's where I was going with it. Like, you cannot be my type, but if you got a good heart and you're a good man and you're doing what you're supposed to do, you know what I'm saying? Then at that point, you know, that mental connection can evolve, and then we can be, you know, as freaky as ever in time. But the one thing that kills me is just like Buddy that was out with us last night. The one thing that killed me is that he kept saying, you know, I paid for this and my money. You do
That's
have
said,
men that just feel like you're
right.
supposed to turn up and give them whatever that they ask for just because they're spending money. Then you got men that will act like they can't do what they supposed to do financially because you make them feel some type of way or because you said something or because X, Y, and Z. So, you know, at the end of the day, like I told old girl, there's no way in hell that I would have been dealing with him. Like, the place was so small, we had to, not small, but it was so packed, I'm sorry, that we had to get two of those round tables for everybody to sit at. So it was like two of us at a table, but our tables was back to back to each other. And we all, you know, turned around and kind of engaged each other that way. I told her, there's no way in hell that I would deal with somebody like that, but I'm very damn different. If you flake on me by some money, I'm turned off from you. If you act like because you giving me money, I got to be a certain way, I'm turned off from you. Because I don't care what I'm going through in my life, I go through that shit by myself before I deal with a motherfucker that ain't got that shit right. And damn sure not going to deal with nobody that ain't all of that. You know what I'm saying? And you want to play games. So, no. It's levels to this shit with me. So if you ain't a good man, you know, good conversation, making it happen, and you know what I'm saying, looking at making sure that I'm straight and I don't want for nothing, you ain't gonna ever see the freak of day in me ever. Like, and I'm perfectly fine with that. Like, period. I'm perfectly fine with that. You can't just be freaky with whoever you sleeping with. Like, you don't know
that
person.
Bring
like,
that shit on.
No.
Confused. Like, you just said you can't be freaky with the person you sleeping with. Then why are you sleeping with them?
With every person you sleeping with? No. Like, okay. How long? What is your general turnaround time, Smooth, on sleeping with somebody from the time you meet them?
Man, as soon as that paperwork comes through, what you mean?
The paperwork? What paperwork? Yo, it's not a contract. What the fuck?
Paperwork, nigga. STDs. Gonorrhea.
Oh, okay,
syphilis.
Okay.
Fucking herpes.
Okay, okay.
AIDS.
You can get that the same damn day.
And there we go. As soon as that paperwork right, nigga, was up. That
much
turnaround.
And y'all get this off. Yo, before we start fucking, we gotta go get tested.
You know, Smooth gotta get paperwork because he don't like to wear rubbers. He got 21 kids. What
oh
do you think?
Yeah, that's a real grown man shit. I'm like, okay, I fucks with that though.
I ain't got hold on. Don't try to curse me, nigga. I ain't got 21. That's just,
okay.
Girl, you trying to ask some extra
okay.
fun.
So at this moment he has 11. So next year. The number will go up, but this
up,
moment
man.
He has. Oh,
I'm
an empire. It's an empire, man.
I'm giving that up.
That's it. That's the last one.
He'll do great and give sex up, and then right at his fertile season,
wait,
he'll come back having
my
sex. Like, God damn.
Like a couple years ago. You going to do that shit? I think my cousin is my homeboy. Slip. They got cut. They got the fucking, they got their shit slipped, so they can't.
Man. Well, hey, bro, how you start is how you finish. I came in uncut. I'm leaving uncut. I'm about to play with y'all. Me and my dick.
No, he don't like.
No,
he don't do surgery. He don't let them cut on
okay,
him
okay,
at all.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got a cousin and I got a homeboy that did that. They got about what, 4 kids each. They were like, fuck that.
I feel sorry for him.
Four was their limit. They were like, fuck that.
Yeah, I feel sorry for him. But no, nigga, it's
I think
he's
going to top out at 15 next year. So, you know, he might be really done at 15. And then he's going to get a chick that got her tools tied, and then that's who he's going to sleep with.
Make sure she
gets it. One of my new baby mamas, her tools are tied, and I still bust through that shit, poke them. Nigga, that shit hurt my little fellas, too. Like, bitch, put your tools tied.
Still got through there.
But, okay, so Smooth turnaround time is not realistic to our turnaround time. Ours meaning myself and Mo. But for like the turn, like yeah, even if I see your paperwork, that still ain't got nothing to do with, you know,
I never
your habits
did that, man.
And so on and so forth.
Well,
like,
I mean,
yeah, no, I'm not comfortable with you, even with, you know, like at that point, like, I still want to know what you're doing, how you're doing. Now, when I was in the industry and that was my job to turn up on camera, that's when I had Smooth's personality. But the thing is that the people that I work with when I was in the industry are damn near the same people. I rotated and recycled the same people. So I'm going to tell you, one of my good buddies, like, he was new into the industry when I did a scene with him. And that's Rome Major. He was new into the scene, and yo, we Rome all
Major,
had our paperwork.
Really
but because he was new in the system, new in the business,
black
I wasn't 100% comfortable with turning
Gorilla
all the way up.
Style.
And that's what he was like. Dang, you didn't really turn up. You weren't comfortable because he was new. The vets that I dealt with, Rock the Icon and all of those folks, you know what I'm saying, Wesley Pipes and all of them, like
Shout
I
out.
Knew
that's
that
dude,
these folks were vetted, you know, in the game. I knew that, you know, they knew what to do to take care of themselves because this
yeah,
is what this is how we
Pipes.
Eat. So, you know, outside of that, in, like, the real world, no. If I'm not comfortable with you, no. It's not going to happen.
No doubt.
That'd be comfortable.
Interesting,
man. Now, if I'm comfortable with you, man, the sky's the limit. I'm going to take you up through there. I'm going to learn what you like. I'm going to, you know, let you turn up and think that you're doing something. You know, I'm good at that. I sit down and let a man turn up. You know, we'll sleep together, you know, a few times and let him turn up and make him feel like he's just turning up and giving me all he got, you know. And then I just turn around and then just turn my flame on just low. You know, turn it on medium, rather. I have it on low and turn it on medium, and then his mind blows. So just to have that chemistry, like that perfect chemistry with somebody that you can open up and you can be 100% yourself with, and y'all can have some fun and exciting sex. The chemistry in the conversation is amazing. He's doing what he's supposed to do as a man. He's not feminine. He's not extra emotional. He's not all of that. That's the absolute perfect connection.
Yeah, I think you definitely bring a freak out of a freak.
I like how she said he's not feminine, but she like raping people in the head.
That don't mean I want them to be my man.
Cause you be bringing.
I told you
I had two
relationships with two bisexual men. So at the end of the day, you know, that was because we was already too deep in by the time I figured out. So now I just get that shit out the way at the beginning so I know how far I'm going with it. You know what I'm saying? And therefore, you know, you may consider it raping, but I'd rather know at the door so I don't get bodied and embodied in the situation and then turn to find out, you know, you doing the most. Like, yeah, I don't want to be that deep into anything.
Mm-hmm.
Ever, you know, not like that. Because that's just like a man that likes scruples or a man that likes to sleep with prostitutes. You going to sleep with him or you going to go pay for sex or whatever it is that you want to do, but you ain't going to wife him.
Yeah, because, you know what the deal. I mean, you should know better. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You can't, you know what I'm saying? You paying to sleep with this stripper and then all of a sudden you're going to, like, you know, she's going to always look at you as a trick. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
right.
That ain't going to work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That ain't going to work. Yeah.
So same thing. When it comes to that, you can entertain somebody because they're something you like, but that don't mean that you're gonna be like, okay, how can I look at you as the king and the man of the house, and you know you in here, you know, helping me raise my boys, and I know that when we get in his bed, and I got you in the book. Like, no, I can't do that.
Shit, right? You done fucking. You
I can't
done
do that.
Flipped
that's,
it all
that's,
around.
That's a little too much.
I'm glad you see that, man.
So keep in mind, fellas, it's two different types of ways that things can play out. It's two different types of women, and it's two different types of men thought process. You know what I'm saying? So you gonna have everybody's not the same. Even if you meet 100 women that will turn up with you, just as Smooth said, and just say, okay, well, I'm sleeping with him, so I'm gonna turn up and I'm gonna give him my all. You know, you can meet 100 women like that, but when you meet that one woman that's not like that, there's nothing wrong with that. That just means that, you know, her mind is on something else, and she's not going to turn up, you know, just because y'all sleeping together. And the one thing, too, I want to tell y'all that a lot of women be lying and fake moaning and so on and so forth, just like men have fake nuts.
That's right.
A lot of women
yeah,
lie about, you know, how it feels. So sometimes, listen, when I first started having sex, right, my homegirl, she was like, girl, you just got to moan. And I literally just moaned. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to tell somebody your dick trash or your dick small or whatever because
You that's know, what I said. That's where the chemistry come in. And she throwing it back, and you see she getting, you know what I'm saying? You feel it. You don't even got to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? It's just a
But you know, some
language.
Women, they just moan and put on, and men don't understand
you know,
it. They be like, I ain't had no complaints. This is that other woman is not going
to
complain because they not as petty as me. You catch my timing wrong, I'm going to tell you what the beat is. You know what I'm saying? So keep in mind, like, everybody's not the same. Just because she is a freak don't mean that she's going to be a freak for you. And there's certain ways that, you know, to really get that freak level out.
Because
you got some that's out there that's
you.
Being a super freak, but, you know, how can you go about that when you know you got Aisha, and Aisha just turned up with your homeboy and his homeboy and everybody else homeboy, and then Aisha come and she turn up on you with the
and you know what it
level,
is too, the
but
game
you can't
changed.
Make that your lady because she done turned
the
up
game,
with the whole squad
hold on, the game
all together at
too.
The same fucking night.
A lot of these super freaks, Pimp C said it best, man. He said pimping ain't dead, it just moved to the website. What I mean by that, a lot of these super freaks, man, they ain't turning up like that. You know what I'm saying? They going to turn up with you. They trying to make some money. So unless you're going to come over and shoot some content and we're going to get freaky and make some money with it, they ain't giving you they all. You know what I'm saying? They not. They just not. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to give – they ain't giving they all unless they making some money.
When I hear a man say she got a good head, I don't believe him. Because when I look at how they go crazy over Tierra Marie and you know all of these other people
that
suck good head, and you feel like, oh, that's some head, some good head. And when I watch these amateur videos, hold on, when I watch these amateur videos and these women are just sucking on the head of the penis and he going all crazy and stuff, and I understand the head is sensitive. The bigger the penis is, the more sensitive the head is. I understand that. But you ain't getting head. I mean, but you getting head, literally. She's not sucking your dick. So stop saying, suck my dick, and just say, give me head, because that's what you getting head, you know, literally. You know what I'm saying? So I don't believe that either.
It ain't really about what it looked like. I'm about to set you hoes quick. When it comes down to how it look, ain't got shit to do with how I feel. So it ain't about how it looked. If she made that nigga come, she did her job. Simple as that.
That's a fact.
I can't disagree. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
All these bitches won't try to make noises and shit and blowing boogers
out
there.
She made you come. She really did
her
job.
Bitch,
and shit.
That's good for the cameraman and shit, but if you can't make me nut, I don't give two flying fucks about the other shit you did. If you sucked in my head and make me come, well, congratulations, bitch, you did your job.
I'd have bust all over Tia Marie.
You just talking about the overall thing. Like, she gave
yo,
you
Tia
minutes,
Marie.
That's right.
I'm talking about the end result. The end fucking result. Ain't nothing worse than a bitch sucking your
dick
for 30 minutes. This bitch has sucked your dick for 30 minutes. She done did all these tricks. You still ain't nuts. Man, you need to bat that horn or jump. Yeah, I just had a flashback.
You just kick her in the face. That's what you do.
Right. I just had a flashback. I'm like, damn, bitch, you been down there forever. Yeah. When you plan on ending this show?
Oh, shit, you so lame.
But she laughing though. She called her lame, but she laughing.
But I don't suck penis. So listen.
Right, okay. Well, in her case, next time a nigga decide to eat a pussy and take about 45 minutes down there and you still ain't come, what
man,
you going to do?
No.
Like, oh,
hell
but it felt
no.
good.
Hell to the no. Listen, I'm very vocal. That's what I said. Like, that's the thing. Like, women don't tell
lie.
The
I'm
truth for real because they don't want to make you feel bad. But if you get down there and I notice that you don't know what you're doing, you're not going to last 60 seconds down there. I'm going to say, come on, let's do
I'm
something.
I'm probably trashing that shit because that ain't really my thing, man. So, yeah.
You're not finna get down there, and I'm not finna let you stay down there and play. I get bored easy. No. So, my whole thing is, too, as I was saying, I was finishing this topic. Like, you know, understand the person that you're dealing with. Understand, you know, how she, you know, interacts with the freak level. Because just because she's a freak don't mean that she's going to be freaking with you. You know, that is first and foremost that you have to understand. I have people that talk to me thinking, oh, okay, well, she going to get freaky with me, da da da. No, I'm not getting freaky with you. No, you can't give me your money. No. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's kind of crazy how people just feel like, oh, well, you did it for him. Why you ain't do it for me? Because you're not him. That's why. Like, it ain't. But that was a good topic with you crazy cats.
Yeah, that shit was turned. Crazy cats.
Go ahead and.
The world famous chop. Oh, we got some stuff to talk about in the world famous chop up. So, yeah,
ready.
Without further ado, let's get right into it. So let me see. Well, I'm gonna build up to the Tekashi 6ix9ine because I know that's probably gonna just take us out.
This nigga gonna talk about Antonio Brown. Let's start off with the NFL.
You already know. So
yeah,
shout out
the nigga
everybody
lost the money.
Knows. Yeah, I'm like
told you.
I was really like, you know, talking my shit about Antonio Brown. Your shit came back and bit me. You know what I'm saying? They fucking cut him, which is I'm pissed the fuck off because once again, talking about it last week. Antonio Brown, you know, he was with the Patriots, and they just cut him on Friday. And the shit pisses me off because he got cut on allegations. You know what I'm saying? Okay, they saw some extra text messages or whatever the case may be. I haven't, like, looked into it like that. But at the same time, they could have put him on an exempt list or whatever. And the shit just makes me mad as fuck because as a football fan, like, you just teased the fuck out of me. You brought Antonio Brown. They, you know, he played last week, had a great-ass game, and he was, like, a perfect fit. I know Tom Brady got to be pissed off. And I know to a certain extent Bill Belichick got to be pissed off. This came from Robert Kraft. And if he's really pissing me off with Robert Kraft, I'm like, yo, how the fuck you cutting him? And you have some shit that just swept under the rug. Granted, like, you know, of course, I didn't see nothing wrong with it. Like, you know, Robert Kraft, like, fucking damn near fucking in the 70s and shit. His wife had died, you know, rest in peace. But over the Super Bowl weekend or whatever the case may be, a couple weeks after, he got caught in Florida in some fucking massage parlor with a fucking happy ending. You know what I'm saying? So come on. Like,
that shit was beyond them. He called the other man a cracker. And, you know, it's the white boy brotherhood. It didn't have nothing to do with the allegations like Antonio Brown posted. It have been plenty of people that have been accused of certain things, being in the league or being sports commentators, and they still had their jobs or they stopped and then
that's
they came
what I'm
back. That's white boy brotherhood.
That's true. But everybody needs to remember one thing about Antonio Brown. Let's remember this one thing. Okay, was he supposed to have a job in today's NFL? No. But they still signed the contract, right? Antonio Brown fucked up when he decided to do the group text messaging threatening the bitch. Everybody need to understand one thing. They signed him. Motherfucker, like, why are you signing him? Hey, fuck, he's a good-ass football player. They gave him a fucking chance. Once they gave him the chance, after he signed the contract, that's when the nigga decided to say, all right, you know what, fuck it. I signed this contract, now let me bomb on this bitch. Okay.
Yeah, all right, cool.
You talking about allegations, but you need to remember one thing. That's his fucking words. That's his fucking phone number. He had no time. At no time did the nigga say, oh, no, that's not me. All right, okay, cool. So, bitch, you sent this shit to this hoe? Like, yep, I sent it to her. Well, there you go, dumbass.
Yeah, I can't disagree with everything you just said, Smoke. I got it. He got to take accountability for that. And the shit, you know, funny because my man OJ Simpson, shout out to OJ Simpson. He on Twitter now too. You know, it's one of my favorite analysts. You know what I'm saying? Because OJ Simpson gonna spit it from the real. So, but the shit that pissed me off about OJ Simpson, like he had some shit a few hours ago where he was just like, damn, I wish I. He was like, you know, OJ Simpson was talking about like, damn, you know, I gotta talk about Antonio Brown. Yeah, my man OJ Simpson on the golf course now and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad Twitter is around now, social media, because he would have never got this microphone in his face to be able to talk and people to be able to listen. You know, if it was like 10 years ago or 20 years ago, whatever the case may be. But anyway, long story short, oh man, OJ was like, damn, I wish I could have gotten Antonio Brown's ear because when I was going through my shit, they was like, yo, my lawyers gave me some sound advice. They were like, yo, why you going through this shit? Don't fucking say shit. Like, you don't move in silence. You know what I'm saying? Don't give them nothing. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, I started to text Antonio Brown to tell him this a week ago. But I didn't do it. And he was like, you know, basically like, I regret I should have did this shit. I'm like, fuck, why the fuck are you even talking about being to do it? Like, if I would have said, if you would have reached out, gave the advice, and he didn't take it, and then that's why you saying, I'm like, fuck. But anyway, so Antonio Brown should have fucking knew better, but he was coming to himself. I got to give Antonio Brown some
accountability at that point. Like, you know, every time he did something, he got rewarded with something else. He kept falling on his feet, and you should know by now, you got to be careful. I hate to say it, but as a black man, when a black man is just breaking the rules and just living his life the way the fuck he want to live it, you know what I'm saying, with no rules and doing it your way and making millions, they're going to find a way to hate on that shit, and that's what the fuck happens. So,
Let's remember one thing between the difference between Kraft and Antonio Brown.
Let's do it.
One is a fucking owner, aka a boss. Another one is a fucking employee. So I can do what the fuck I want as the boss.
You're right.
Okay? You're my fucking employee. Simple as that. And that's all you are. It don't matter how much I pay you. You're still my employee. Exactly like that. Everybody's talking about the white boy brotherhood shit. All right, okay, cool. Yeah, we can talk about the white boy brotherhood. But the difference between an owner and a fucking employee. Simple as that. So the next time you decide to move in your life, how about you own some shit as opposed to being owned?
That's a fact. I mean, look, I cannot disagree with that shit at all. You know what I'm saying? But it's a simple fact, though, but don't get it twisted, though. I don't think this is the last you've seen in Antonio Brown. I still don't believe this chick with all this fucking shit or whatever. And the shit that gave red flags was when Nike dropped him. Nike dropped him, and then, you know, he had his helmet controversy. And then because he had the helmet controversy, he got in with them, and they dropped him. So that gave, I guess, cause a pause, and then, you know, Robert Kraft went ahead and cut him. Because they, you know, the Patriots was good. They really didn't need him. That's why I said with Antonio Brown, it's like they had the cheat code. That's why last week I was talking about, oh, this is Randy Moss 2.0. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody was like, oh shit, they back in the Super Bowl. They're gonna win another Super Bowl with Antonio Brown because he fit their concept perfectly. So that's why Tom Brady was all in. Bill Belichick was all in, even though he was probably pissed off because they kept asking him questions about Antonio Brown. So one press conference, they asked him like 9 questions about Antonio Brown. He said he didn't want to talk about it. I thought that was kind of – he was probably irritated about that. But at the same time, the talent was going to weigh out. So this had to come from the tip-top, which is Robert Kraft. And I guess Robert Kraft got pissed off when he saw that text that this movie just talked about. So – but here's the thing. Don't forget this about the Patriots. They got a serious way of doing business. So – they knew this shit was coming up, and once again, I always say what you want. Me Too, the Me Too movement, fucking got another victim, another fucking Bill Cosby, another whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Me Too claimed another victim. You know what I'm saying? With Antonio Brown. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no way he should have been cut off of allegations, no matter what we say, owner, worker, whatever the case may be. But if you're the owner, you can do what the fuck you want because you're on the team. But so anyway, so I digress on that. But at the same time, he's talented, and once they find out, and like I said, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but for some reason, I got a sense that I think this bitch was just like a fucking gold digger, and once they find out that, okay, he talked greasy to her, but she really didn't have no merit because he did not rape her, or whatever the case may be, then...
No, that's two totally different cases, man.
Go ahead, what you said?
You jumbling two different cases together.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
The first case with the NFL trainer, that's the rape case. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not what got him fired. You see what I'm saying?
Which case was this? The lawyer? The lawyer of her, right?
The one that got him fired is the new one with the bitch that was supposed to paint a mirror in his house. You see what I'm saying?
You're forgetting
the rape shit. They let him slide with the rape shit. All right, okay, we're going to do our investigation, but we're gonna wait. It wasn't until the second case came out, and then the nigga tried to intimidate her, and she recorded all the shit. That's what got him fired. You see what I'm saying? That's what got all the fucking questions and shit.
Yeah,
all that shit happened. All that shit came out this week. That's why they had to let the nigga go.
I mean, so look, I can't condone. I mean, he been moving reckless. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna talk about reckless shit with the Tekashi shit situation, but he has been moving reckless. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, because he knows he's got talent, he thought that this shit would just kind of like, all right, you know, I balled out last week, so fuck it, I'm gonna send this fucking text. You know what I'm saying? Like as long as I do what I do on the football field, you know, they're gonna fuck with me. But I'm a crack. Here's the other part. Usually I fucks with my man Skip Bayless and somewhere Shannon Sharp. You know what I'm saying? Like Undisputed. I told you, I don't fuck with ESPN no more. I watch Fox. I talked about the shit like a week or 2 weeks ago. But Skip Bayless got the
last week.
Well, anyway, Skip Bayless got the ball rolling on this shit. Like, you know, and that shit pissed me off with Skip because Skip act like he's down with the coach. But like I said, at the end of the day, he's still a reporter. He's going to fucking, you know, if it's a fucking story, he's going to fucking milk it to get ratings and all that shit. But this shit pissed me off because, you know, I watch, what's that, First Things First, my man Chris Carter, his show come on early in the morning, then the Undisputed, and then my man Colin Cowherd. That's the Fox lineup. That's what I fuck with. Anyway, shout out to First Things First. Chris Carter was like, you know what? I'm not going to really speak on about this until the allegations is fully, until we got all the documents and the shit, whatever, then we'll talk about it. But to the end, I'm not going to really discuss it in depth. Colin Cowherd, the same thing. Skip is all on board. And the shit that pisses me off, he was all on board. And then he got Shannon Sharp to be all on board. And then if you research Shannon Sharp, he had the same type of allegations 10 years ago, and that's why he had to be removed from CBS. He had to take a leave of absence from CBS because he had the same type of allegations. So I'm like, dude, you know how the shit go. And the shit came up false, and that's how he was able to get the job with Skip. And now the same shit has happened to Antonio Brown. Come on, you know, it's a brotherhood with this football shit. You know how these groupies get down. And you just got on board with Skip and just was all on him and got the ball rolling, and then they fucking released him. Skip was the first person who was like, oh, if I'm Robert Kraft, I will release him. I just forget it. You know what I'm saying? So the shit just pisses me off. It just makes me, because I'm a big football fan, but that shit leaves a bad taste in my mouth, man. Because what the fuck, man? You brought him in here, you teased us and shit, and then you just kind of fucking let him go. So the shit just kind of mad. I mean, it's kind of wasted
time. Damn,
I mean,
bro, you got some tight-ass draws on, huh? Like, well, so what you saying is that they teased you, but at the same time, you're forgetting who actually put Antonio Brown in this situation. You see what I'm saying? They worked with him. They worked with him and they signed him after all the other bullshit, including the first rape, you know what I'm saying, the first rape allegation. They still worked with the man. It wasn't until the second shit came out where the motherfucker actually tried to intimidate the bitch.
Okay, but still.
Where they had
to
let him go. You see what I'm saying? So, like, now you blatantly, you disregarding the contract. You see what I'm saying? You disregarding the contract. So, like, no, they not teasing you.
I don't disagree.
They not teasing you. Antonio Brown teased you.
Yeah, okay, well, he teased me.
Like, that's the problem, because, like, every time you talk about this, you need to remember it's two damn cases. The first case, they still work with him. It's not until the second case where he violated and he opened up his fucking mouth. In a group mess.
That shit was stupid. Yeah, that shit was dumb.
You see what I'm
that
saying?
That shit was dumb. I can't agree with you. I mean, everything you're saying is fact. I can't really disagree with that shit. I'm just mad. As a football fan, I'm just, and you're right, Antonio Brown teaches me. But as a football fan, I'm just like, damn, dude. Like, your lawyer didn't fucking tell you this shit. Just chill the fuck out. Like OJ was saying, like, just don't say nothing. Like, let the shit, like, just go. Like, because everything now, fucking, it's a digital trail for everything, dude. And like I said, he had got burnt. Like, you know, when this all started with Pittsburgh way back in the day, because, you know, he's a fucking social media nut, like Antonio Brown, which some people get caught up in. They get caught up in that social media. They get addicted to it. Like, what
that boy's
fuck?
A millennial.
What? Yeah,
he's
a millennial.
Fucking
millennial. I ain't even going to say a social media. He's a
fucking millennial.
But all this shit started way back in the day. Shout out to you know, Pittsburgh. Well, I can't shout them out because I'm a Cleveland Browns fan and they're in my division. But shout out to Mike Tomlin. You know what I'm saying? Black coach. You know what I'm saying? I support Mike Tomlin. I've always been a fan. But you know, when he did the Facebook Live shit on, like, in the locker room. You know what I'm saying? I was fucked up after a win. Mike Tomlin's, you know, talking his shit. You know what I'm saying, to the team, and that's a private conversation. They don't want that shit to come out. He might say some grimy shit. Who knows? He put shit on Facebook Live, and ever since then, everybody been looking at Antonio Brown sideways, and like his talent is, you know, next to Odell Beckham. You know what I'm saying? Talent for talent, like, that's the only person I can put up there with him, because who's got the skills on the football field, and then who's got the showmanship outside of the football field to really just get noticed like an NBA type of player. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, I feel teased because, like, damn, Antonio Brown's he's in his prime right now. I would hate for him to wait a year, especially when he went to the Super Bowl with the fucking Patriots and, like, really just bossed up. I'm I'm just kind of like, I'm, you know, it's not my money, but I'm just, you know, as a fan, I'm just kind of disappointed. But anyway, I digress, man. That's going to be it for that. But, you know, to be continued. But I think you haven't seen the end of Antonio Brown. They just want the shit to die down. And then don't even be surprised if the Patriots bring him back. I only say that because Josh Gordon, the same shit happened. Josh Gordon used to be a wide receiver with the Browns before we got Odell Beckham.
Hold on. They're not bringing him back because he's suing them right now.
Yeah.
There is no coming back after being sued. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's having the Players Association sue for his $10 million.
Sue that, sue the Raiders. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Probably.
So like,
because you know, Josh Gordon, you know, he couldn't stay off the weed. He had got cut last year, or whatever the case. But they you know, parted ways, and they brought him back into the fold. So. You know, I'll keep you posted as this goes on, but that's all I'm gonna talk about for that. So now, next up, before we get into the Tekashi, because we still got about 10 minutes left. I'm gonna be real quick with this story, then we're gonna get to Tekashi 6ix9ine. Shout out to Kanye. Well, real quick before I even get into Kanye, I forgot to talk about this last week. Shout out to Puff, man, P Diddy. He had this Revolt Summit. It was cool. It was down south. I think it was in Atlanta somewhere. But he had T.I., Candace. Fuck is her last name? I can't even think of her last name. But Candace, she's from the she's the conservative, you know what I'm saying? She's got her Blexit campaign going on. She supports Donald Trump. And then you had Killer Mike, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Killer Mike. Never been a fan of his music, but I love Killer Mike as far as his like what the fuck do people call it now? Activist. Yeah, Killer Mike, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as a rapper activist, man, Killer Mike kind of stuck into that zone for me, man. Representing Atlanta, I like where he comes from. T.I., I love young T.I. Young T.I. was one of the rawest I seen, you know what I'm saying? Straight from Atlanta, trap music, you know, was one of the first people to start the whole trap shit. But political T.I. I'm not a fan of, you know what I'm saying? And now his music, I'm not really a big fan of, not because he's a family man. So you talk this trap shit, and I see you on TV with your family and shit. Beautiful family, Cosby Show type shit. I can't believe the trap shit no more because I see you as a family man, which is dope, and I'm not knocking that, but you can't blur the lines, in my opinion. And then when he talks political shit, it's just so like, just fuck everything Trump got to stand for, and you just know, like, kind of seeing it from both angles and trying to see how, you know, just seeing it from another person's point of view. So anyway, long story short, to paint the picture, it was a good summit because you had T.I. there, you had the Candace from Lexit, and then you had Killer Mike. So Candace and T.I. was going toe-to-toe because they both got totally different views. And what was dope about Killer Mike kind of blended it together and kind of saw both perspectives. And that's how I kind of look at it. You know what I'm saying? I always try to see the, you know, all right, you know, I'm either a Democrat, I'm not a Republican. But let me see both sides. Let me say now, right now, I'm going to the Republican because the Democrats right now is just so fucking crazy. I can't really fuck with that of them. But, long story short, I like to see that, man. It was growth, it was black, and it was just seeing everybody's perspective. And Killer Mike said something very, very profound. He was like, yo, y'all both fighting over to see who's going to be with the better slave master, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? I got to just, you know, like, you know, find some neutral ground. So, like, who's got the best slave master? Like, you know, Candace, you all prove this with Trump, and T.I., you all fuck this. Democrats, you know what I'm saying? Where's the common ground? And Killer Mike was trying to find that common ground. So shout out to that. Shout out to Revolt. Shout out to Puff for putting that on. It was cool. And then Kanye. Shout out to Kanye real quick. He's got a Sunday service. He's got his gospel album about to drop this coming Thursday. I'm eager to kind of see it. You know what I'm saying? I downloaded the Yandy album leaked. It was only on YouTube. I checked it out. You know, you can already tell what Kanye's on. He's on this Sunday service gospel shit. And I got a clip where he took that Genuine song. I'm not a big fan of Genuine, but I did like that one song, So Anxious. That shit go hard. So Anxious was a dope-ass Genuine song. The only song I like by Genuine. Kanye flipped it into a gospel song. And if you ever heard that So Anxious song, like, it's kind of like, the wordplay on it is perfect for, like, a choir. And he's, like, flipped it and called it so angered, you know what I'm saying? Talking about some just Christianity and all that shit. And I'm not religious, but this shit was good, man. Shit got me like going. Like I was vibing to it. So Kanye gonna come with this gospel album coming this Thursday. So, you know, be on the lookout for
a review next week on the Chop Up. So that's it. Now we got about 7 minutes left, so we got to talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine. Tekashi 6ix9ine, oh my God. Oh my goodness. My man singing like a motherfucking bird. So they got Tekashi 6ix9ine. He was on a fucking on trial or whatever. So first off, on the witness stand or whatever. So first, he outed Trippie Redd. I'm not up on Trippie Redd. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's he. You know, I heard of him, but I never listened to none of his music, so I can't really speak on Trippie Redd. But he was saying how Trippie Redd, I guess his name Trippie Redd, that said some blood shit. He was like, oh yeah, Trippie Redd is a blood. So I'm like, okay, I wasn't really tripping on that. Not a fan of Trippie Redd, so I'm like, whatever. But then something just came out of nowhere, out of left field, because I'm like, what the fuck this got to do with it? My man, shouts out my man Jim Jones. Now, I'm a fan of Jim Jones. I fuck with Jim Jones. Dipset all day, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cam. Shout out to Jewels. So I'm like, damn, tell me what the fuck Jim Jones got to do with the non-trade bloods and all this other stuff. Turns out, he shouts out Jim Jones. He's like, yo, Jim Jones is a blood, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, what the fuck? Why are you even bringing up Jim Jones' name? But then, come to find out, I guess, I don't know Jim Jones is blood, but they got, like, I guess some recorded conversation with Jim Jones talking to some dude, talking about Shoddy. Shoddy, the dude who's Tekashi 6ix9ine's manager, who's doing 15 years now. And the whole Tekashi 6ix9ine situation, he's talking to some henchman. And he sounded like Tony Soprano, basically, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You hear Jim Jones like, yo, Tekashi, you know, we can't have this, you know what I'm saying? Dude, wildin', shorty wildin', like, we got to, like, you know, we got to dead this whole situation. We got to take out the bodyguard, and from when we take out the bodyguard, then the bodyguards ain't going to fuck with him, then we can just get Tekashi. I'm like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? So, capo for real, you know what I'm saying? So, that was crazy.
Man, shout out to Trippie Redd for smashing fucking Tiana Trump. Fuck that. The fact that you don't remember
Tiana
that dream, yeah. Yeah.
Smash Tiana Trump. I know who Tiana Trump is. I definitely know that.
Little Chucky got that pussy.
Little Chucky, you do like the Chucky doll. I can see that. Damn. Yeah. See, so we on the same page with that. I fucks with Tiana Trump for 2020, right? Well, why not? Like, yo, she's interesting, man. You know what I'm saying? Cause she been out now. You know what I'm saying? Cause she caught a little case. She did like some time. She did about what, 6 months or some shit some weed charge or whatever.
Time. Do a little jail time, try to come out, try to retire. She had to come back, but
yeah, nah. She too young to retire. Nah, she hot in the pants, as they would say. Yeah. So shout out to Tiana Trump and all that shit. So then he shouts out Cardi B too. He's like, yo, Cardi B is non-trade blood. You know what I'm saying? So everybody like in New York is wild the fuck out. Like, we kind of knew the shit already. I guess Jim Jones, he never hit it. He always talked about some blood affiliation, New York type shit. But Cardi B, I thought she was just fucking fronting. Like, I didn't know Cardi B was affiliated. But then you listen to that Bodak Yellow song, you know, she talked about her red bottoms and all that shit. I'm like, God damn, maybe she is affiliated. You know what I'm saying? And she, you know, talking about how she was setting dudes up in the clubs with the whole fucking shit. I'm like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? So the plot thickens, you know what I'm saying? Just makes that New York street rap even more fucking, I don't know, more fucking relevant, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Now you listen to Jim Jones, you're like, God damn, this thing was talking all this shit. Maybe this shit has, you know, some relevancy to the shit he be talking. So I just thought that was interesting, man. So Tekashi 6ix9ine, but he, all this snitching, I don't see how he can, I hate to say it, but if he walks the streets again, I don't see how he gonna survive. You know what I'm saying? And his career is done. That's a wrap. I can't even – you listen to a Tekashi 6ix9ine, like, what the fuck? Like,
man,
you know,
what
you
mean?
That shit.
Nigga,
it's
a different generation, man. All these snitches are getting out. Now, you know, I don't know. All these snitches are getting out, and they walking around like ain't shit wrong.
Really? You think Tekashi 6ix9ine, if he get out, he can still just come back and get a career again? I don't see it.
All right, let me ask you a question.
I don't see it.
You know what I'm saying? Like – You stay in New York City. You stay in New York, right?
All right.
So,
Flatbush.
Since you stay in New York, right?
Okay. Yep.
90 seconds. Make sure you guys check out my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com, and you can actually find my all of my social media website, my social media links on my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com, thenewmisslovelyblack. I will also be posting links on my Facebook and other pages to the interview tomorrow. The interview starts at 6 p.m. Make sure you 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you guys tune in and show love. And 60 seconds, go ahead and take it away, Mo.
So who the hell killed Money Mitch since your ass stay in New York? Hold on, real quick. Hold on. Mo Ben, check out for the retweet. You know what I'm saying? Ms. Logan Black is going to retweet it. She's going to tweet it. I'm going to retweet it. And then Mo Ben's on social sites. Go ahead. Who you think's moving? I'm going to let you take this out.
So who the hell killed Money Mitch? Who killed Money Mitch in New York?
Money Making Mitch? That's a fictional character from Paid in Full.
No, that's not a fictional character, man. What the fuck wrong with you?
Who? Bitch, I don't know. I don't
damn, nigga, but you from New York. You don't know your own city? Anyway,
well,
that motherfucker out.
Okay.
He out. He walking the streets.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah. No. I got to check.
Nah. Paid in Full, nigga. Watch it. Watch it again.
Yeah. Money Making Mitch.
All right.
Mitch.
Right. Motherfucker Rico out. He out, ain't he? Ain't he?
Okay.
He walking the street like ain't
maybe
shit wrong, man.
Maybe I got to analyze this shit, man. I got to watch.
Oh,
bro,
this
nigga
think I analyze it like no.
I just think Mitch from fucking Paid in Full. You know what I'm saying? Harlem.
Yeah. Paid in Full, motherfucker. Yeah. It's not a. This nigga said it's a fictional character. Hell no.
Yeah.
But you from the U. You stay in New York. You don't know the hell going on in your own city?
Man, listen.
All right, nigga, look. That's how it works. They snitching and they walking around like ain't shit wrong now.
Tekashi.
Good night, people.
Yo, but next week, you know how we do real talk. This is an awesome show. Hey, everybody be safe. You know, we'll be back next week with another one. Take care. Peace.